Animal welfare, a top priority in extreme weather. Welcome and hello, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I think we really learn a lot about farmers when we have weather like this, because they go out many times during the day to be sure that their animals are being taken care of. If a cow is getting ready to calve, they're watching that. Any other problems that might occur, they're true stewards that are really devoted to their animals.
UT beef specialist Dr. Clyde Lane commenting on the care that Tennessee livestock producers provide for their animals during extreme weather conditions like we had across the state this past weekend.
You know, some people think they may be more interested in the dollars. Of course, you know, they've got to make a living, but they're very concerned about the animals, and it's pretty obvious as many times as they get out during the day to try to provide feed and to just take care of their general welfare.
And this time of year is especially a challenge for beef cattle, as they are right in the middle of the calving season, which generally runs from January through March. And Dr. Lane says while cattle can, for the most part, brave the cold and icy conditions, oftentimes they can have problems.
If a cow seems to be having difficulty, take care of her, give her assistance that she needs, and then be sure that that baby calf gets up and nurses within a relatively short period of time. That's what it takes to get that baby off to a good start. If it doesn't get up, it may be necessary to bring it into a warm area, get it dried off, get it to where it is ready to nurse.
And farmers typically give their cattle much more feed than normal during cold weather, and Dr. Lane says it's critical to keep a check on their water supply.
Check and see if the water is frozen, if we're getting water out of a pond. We've got two situations there. One, they don't have anything to drink, and two, we always have that possibility of an animal getting out on the pond and either getting stranded out there or actually breaking through the ice.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.